6.
6 Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
To suffer long about you. Does your soul cast about like an old paper bag, past empty lots and early grass?
Hello?
That's Jocelyn, introducing the program. You are? We could do like a Sooty and Sweep type thing. What's that, Jocelyn? That was Nico Case with Deep Red Bells. Now get off my headphones. Hey! It was Nico Case with Deep Red Bells, whereas I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Locking the Cat Out. Welcome to the programme. That was Nico Case and Deep Red Bells. An exciting show this week, as always. I've got somebody correcting my pronunciation of a Swedish town. Hey? Yeah. Some reactions to the brand new feature last week, Walk Like a Man. Some people telling me what they do similarly to their parents. That's quite sweet. There's another episode of Ask Jocelyn, where my prima donna ruined beast, Jocelyn the Cat, named after Jocelyn Bell Burnell, who discovered pulsars, gives some sage advice to one of you lot, to a listener. New music from Lord Huron and Gone Dogs, both excellent tunes. Old music from Yola Tango, Blonde Redhead, Radiohead, Krule Ball, loads and loads and loads of great stuff, actually. Joanna Newsom is my featured artist of the week in the second hour. And yeah, it's going to be big. Right now, I want you to study the vocal melody on this next tune. You will have heard it before because you already have excellent taste in music, which is what led you to Six Music in the first place. Despite its relentlessness, this song, and its relentlessness is one of the things I love most about it. The melody, the vocal melody on the verses of the tune betrays an enormous sensitivity. And when I first heard this, I couldn't believe it. A truly original piece of music from My Bloody Valentine, Only Shallow. Happy Sunday, all.
Oh,
Only Shallow by My Bloody Valentine. Marvellous, eh? So, yeah, I'm sure you've been waiting for this. Julian Menzies got in touch, correcting my pronunciation. Do you know there's a whole department at the BBC dedicated to helping presenters pronounce things correctly? And I don't use it. Why? Because it's more fun to get Julian to get in touch. He says, Borlänge is how it's pronounced. Don't even try the up-down Swedish accents, guy. I lived there for years and never got my head stroke tongue round it. Borlänge is a nice little town in Dalarna. Somebody will probably correct my pronunciation of that now. Sweden's Yorkshire at a stretch. The home of a pretty decent band, Mando Dio, and the vastly underrated Peace and Love Festival. That rings a bell. I wonder if I've played the Peace and Love Festival with Elbow, or maybe it's just Peace and Love are words that you see everywhere at festivals, because they are, aren't they? I'm going to say this now, and you're not going to believe it. I'm going to play you a David Essex song. It's all right, calm down, sit down. It's all right, get yourself some water. I'm going to play a David Essex song on the recommendation of Alan James Williams. He says, I never thought I'd like any of his stuff, but after a recent recommendation, I thought I'd give it a try. I know I've spent the last 3 weeks scouring the local second-hand markets looking for as much of his vinyl as I can. I hope you pick this to play on your show and many others see Mr. Essex for the genius that he is. Cheers for your time and hope to see you again in Western Australia. Cheers, Al. Well, yeah, unbelievable, eh? This has got some fans in the Six Music office as well. I went into Media City today because I'm working on a documentary about, something that came up through the Finest Hour. The importance of album orders, putting the tracks on an album in the right order. And we've got some brilliant guests on there as well. That's going to be on Radio 4, maybe on Radio 6 as well. I don't know. So I was in there the other day and everyone was telling me how much they loved this tune. I'm wondering if Michael Stipe borrowed the opening lines for, is it Man on the Moon that starts, Hey Kids Rock and Roll? Nobody tells you, no it's not, is it? I'll remember which REM tune it is. You have a listen to the song while I do. David Essex. I'm going to say it again. David Essex. And rock on.
Girl I ever seen. See a shake on the movie screen. Jimmy Bean. Jimmy Bean. Rock on. Rock on. Rock on.
David Essex on The Finest Hour. Never thought I'd say that. And that was Rock On. That was a recommendation. It was a Song for Guy recommendation from Al in Perth in Western Australia. Thank you very much, mate. Another Song for Guy straight away. Oh, by the way, yeah, the REM song that perhaps borrowed that opening line from David Essex's Rock On was, of course, Drive. I shall play it for you next week, if you like. Another Song for Guy recommendation straight away. This is from Peter Mottram in Norwich. He calls himself Fat Pete. And he says, "Hi Guy, I've noticed a distinct lack of Yola Tengo on your show, and it's starting to concern me." When you put it like that, Pete, it's beginning to concern me now as well. He goes on to say, "I've been a fan of this band since a random gig encounter at an impressionable age, and I've become a huge fan of their eclectic albums, which sound like a lovingly crafted mixtape rather than the work of a single band." Very well put that, Pete. "However, that said, I'm recommending one of their cover versions to you, which to be fair is another of their strong points. The song in question is a cover of Sandy Denny, I think unreleased, By the Time It Gets Dark. Somehow they've managed to extract the essence of the original and reform it in their own vision. I love the original song, and it somehow seems more respectful to not just do a carbon copy cover, but reinvent it into something new. I think this maybe is the golden rule of covering of cover versions. Anyway, if this doesn't make your insides go a bit funny, I think you might need to seek medical attention from Fat Pete." It's a funny one, the cover version, Pete, because Elbow have done a few, and it really is song and covering band specific. For instance, when we did a cover version of Massive Attack's Teardrop, the difficult thing to get right was to sing the vocal. It's a very complex melody. I would say improvised, actually. I think that original vocal line that Liz Fraser puts on Teardrop by Massive Attack, I think it's improvised and then edited. And then, having worked with Massive Attack myself, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it was done, because they do a lot of that. So very, very, very sweet, and but very specific, and it took me a few goes to sing it with any accuracy. And we couldn't actually stray away from the original arrangement that much because, well, I think in the case of that song, it's about sonics as much as it's about musical parts and arrangements, because they're coming from that background. And that makes it difficult to do your own version as such. We had a go, and we did add some melodies, but yeah, I think it's song and band specific whether or not you do carbon copies or interpretations, should we say. Any thoughts on that? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. While you're there, recommend a cover version that you think either equals or betters the original. Let's open that can of worms again. That's not the end of Pete's email, though. He goes on to say, "A question for Jocelyn." Oh, I'll go and get her. Just hang on a sec. Jocelyn, Pete's got an email here. He's got a question for you. He says, "Why do the accretion disks surrounding certain astronomical objects, such as the nuclei of active galaxies, emit relativistic jets along their polar axes?" I'll translate for you, Pete. Jocelyn says, "The mechanics behind the creation of relativistic jets are still a matter of much debate in the scientific community. It's hypothesised that the jets are composed of an electrically neutral mix of electrons, positrons, and sorry, what of? Oh, protons. Mechanics wise, she can tell you that in weaker, less relativistic jets, the acceleration mechanism may be similar to the magnetic reconnection processes observed in the Earth's magnetosphere and the solar wind. Hope that helps you out there, Pete. And thank you, Dr. Jocelyn. Let's hear that Yola Tango tune.
Cloud has a silver lining. Maybe every dawn really has its day. And it matters to me to see you smiling. Why don't we blow all your cares away? Yesterday's gone and we'll be forgotten. And today is where every new day starts. Time it gets dark. We could go out walking out in the sunshine. Look at all the people out in the street. Hurry in a way to a business function. Waiting for a taxi for aching feet. Light up your face, baby. Let's get going. Wanna see a change in those weary eyes. We'll have some fun, take a boat and rowing. Why ever should life be so serious? Maybe by the evening we'll be laughing. Just wait and see all the changes there'll be by the time it gets dark. And maybe by the evening we'll be laughing. Just wait and see all the changes there'll be by the time it gets dark. By the time it gets dark. By the time it gets dark. By the time it gets dark.
Yola Tango and By the Time It Gets Dark, recommended by Pete Mottram. Thank you, Pete. I'm going to play you a tune by Blonde Redhead called 23. It was on a mixtape I got from LA. When was the last time you did Somebody You Love a CD of your favourite tunes? These things always throw up an amazing amount of new music, I feel. Do that CD for your mate that you've been planning for ages, because the one I got from my friend Leela Dean Watson, who is one of the Watson twins who lives in LA, it ended up introducing me to Jessica Hoop as well as Blonde Redhead, as well as My Morning Jacket and so many others. It was a good tape, that one was, Lee. Blonde Redhead, everyone, and 23. Somebody said, Gemma Woolrich said, oh, sorry, that was a blonde redhead and 23. Gemma Woolrich says that after hearing Jocelyn on the radio, her cat Billy rushed outside to see if he could find her. Oh, poor Billy. Hope I didn't torture him too much just then. Okay, Walk Like a Man update. I pointed out that I become more and more like my father in many, many ways every day, every day. Amanda Ragg said, the older I get, the more like my dad I become, which is fine except I'm a girl. One thing we both do, well, I do, he did. Ah, oh, your dad's passed away then, love. Is to crease up laughing before getting to the end of a joke. He could never get to the end. He'd rock back on his heels and fall about laughing, saying, sorry, but I know what the punchline is. I love it. Thank you, Mandy. Thank you for listening to the programme. And oh, yeah, there was another... that put me right off, that did. Things that put you off things. Just crap, aren't they, these features? I think this might be the end of both of them. But, you know, you've got to try these things. Jez Murray's been in touch and says, when he was at school, he went to a rubbish German bowling alley in town called Kegel Bowl, and his mates got a bowling lane, and they'd got some illegally obtained Bacardi, and he got pretty sick on Bacardi, and it puts him off. What does it put him off? Oh, it's just Bacardi. Bacardi put him off Bacardi. It makes him gag. Thank you for that, Jez. And a similar story from Nick Harris. While she was interrailing to mask the taste of cheap red wine, she would neck the wine and then have a bite of watermelon. And after a particularly colourful vomit, she can't touch watermelon anymore. That was just like the best radio item ever, wasn't it? Yes. Where are we up to? Oh, yeah. Radiohead and Codex. This was originally a Song for Guy recommendation from Graham Watkes. Thanks for this, Graham.
You don't know what's wrong.
Radiohead and Codex. This Is The Kit is the name of the band. It basically is Kate Stables. She's got one of my favourite voices. She's got, and just beautiful, so skilled. This is from their record Crew Label. It's called Creeping Up Our Shins. Once again, This Is The Kit.
Not much of a tune between me and you. Not nearly enough room. Why don't we breathe all the way in? Shake out our skins and loose up our.
George Benson is a guilty pleasure of mine. To many, he represents the very essence of 80s easy-listening R&B smoochathons, with seduction scene titles such as Love Times Love and Gimme the Night, delivered in his rich, soulful voice with the full Quincy Jones treatment working for him. It's certainly a successful formula that's earned him multiple Grammys and huge sales figures. But if you strip away the sexy songs and concentrate on his raw ingredients, it doesn't take long to realise that George Benson would be a success no matter what he chose to sing. Just take a listen to his 1978 live performance of the Drifters classic On Broadway. From the moment the rhythm and riff begin, the atmosphere is one of building excitement, even as his blues vocal spills out a tale of woe against this deceptively optimistic backdrop. But as each successive verse ramps up a key, he suddenly produces his secret weapon, a guitar, and takes off. Scat singing along with his instrument, his expressive voice is all over his incredible range in a virtuosic performance that leaves the audience in no doubt that if anyone was going to make it on Broadway, it would be him. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Say there's a
George Benson and On Broadway. Sounds like quite a bash, doesn't it, that party? As chosen by the Beckerpedia. Before that, we heard This Is The Kit and Creeping Up Our Shins. That's from their record, Crule Ball. I love her voice, I really do. One of the very few artists as well that have emailed in to thank me for playing their tune. And I have to say, I've never thought of doing that. I mean, certain DJs worldwide that you meet again and again, if you really get on with them, like Sean in Australia, and well, there's people all over the place. You'll buy him a little Prezi or something. But I've never thought to simply email somebody for playing an Elbow record. And there you go. So that's Kate having better manners than me.
This is Six Music Live.
I think it's important that Six Music are giving young artists and even more established ones a chance to perform live.
First Aid Kit, and that was just absolutely remarkable.
There's a real spirit that's there that you can't get anywhere else.
Please show some love for the magnificent Richard Hawley.
It's just fun and it's exciting.
Motorwell Studios.
Make some noise for Blur.
Let the ceremony begin.
Live music is sexy. At its best, it's high magic.
It's this communal human experience.
The live sound of so many bands confirms who they are and what they're about.
Not everyone can go see bands playing live, but everyone can listen to live sets on Six Music.
It's what we do.
Brilliant. Six Music live at Maida Vale. Can't wait for some more.
Absolutely live from the Six Music studios this morning. That stuff is just infectious.
Please welcome to the stage New Order.
Absolutely amazing live music here on Six Music.
This is BBC Radio. Six Music live.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
This is new music from Lord Huron, and I've got to read you this because I found it quite touching. I'm not sure I believe it in its entirety, but nevertheless it's quite touching. Lord Huron is a musical and visual project created by Ben Schneider, originally a solo project. Collaborators now include Mark Barry, Miguel Briceno, Britt Farkas and Tom Reno. Ben Schneider was born in Michigan and started playing music as a child on his father's acoustic guitar. The senior Schneider wasn't a musician by trade, but he had learned a bit during his downtime on ships in the Navy. Schneider's father would bring the instrument out from time to time, most often on summer nights, around the campfire up on Lake Huron. To strum and hum the songs he knew, after learning the basics, Schneider began his formal training in the school orchestra. He played upright bass and fiddled with many other instruments, both acoustic and electric, and began recording original music on a four-track cassette machine. I'm with you there, Ben. Ben then went on to art colleges in various places, and a lot of his stuff is based on outdoor exploration, landscape and water in particular. Lord Huron, from Lovely Memories of Ben's Father by Lake Huron. I think that's a great reason to call your band something. This is from his album Ends of the Earth. And this is the title track. Ladies and gentlemen, proud to introduce Lord Huron.
No time for pondering why I'm wandering on while we both sit back. To the ends of the earth, would you follow me? There's a world that was meant for us to see. To the ends of the earth, would you follow me? If you
Lord Huron and Ends of the Earth from the album of the same name. This tune by Peter Bjorn and John is great.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, Bjorn and John. I think there's only Peter left in the band from that original lineup, you know. The Risk You Take. From Peter, Bjorn and John, that's The Chills. Let's have a little bit of Bonnie Prince Billy. This is, I think, the first tune I ever heard from him. It's from I See a Darkness and it's called A Minor Place.
Well, I've been to place, and I can say I like its face. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my minor place. Well, I put the shoes in line, separate the women and mine, as we do what we do fine. So victorious, so benign. Well, I've been to a minor place, and I can say I like its face. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my minor place. Only take job that does me harm, since the scars signs of last year's storm. Rest like maggots on my arm. Well, I've been to a minor place, and I can say I like its face. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my minor place. Thank you, Mania, for the thought that all my loving can be bought. Was wisely in your gullet car before my loyalty you saw. Well, I've been to a minor place, and I can say I like its face. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my minor place. Oh, it's not a desert, nor I thank the world it will anoint me if I show it how I hold it.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here. So we bought a pack of cigarettes, and this is where the pies, and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, chicken seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. Said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery, she read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching.
Oh, that was, of course, Chaz and Dave with Margate. I played some Grimes on the show a few weeks ago, and she's from Vancouver. I was wondering what Vancouver people call themselves. Apparently they prefer Vancouverites to Vancouverians, I think it was that I said. And Grimes, a.k.a. is Claire Boucher, is how you pronounce it. So thank you very much. Here for all you Vancouverians is Claire Butcher, a.k.a. Grimes, and Genesis. It's just such a lovely, wistful, fun thing. I bet she had a great time making that record. That was Grimes and Genesis. New music now from Gone Dogs from Bristol. This song's called Hotel Rooms. I absolutely love it. I meant to play it last week, but I ran out of time, so here it is. Once again, Gone Dogs and Hotel Rooms. Bristol's finest, Gone Dogs and Hotel Rooms is the name of that tune. Time now to dive headlong into the BBC archive and surface clutching an audio pearl between my teeth.
This is Emmylou Harris, one of her Desert Island discs. And I don't know about you, she sounds quite angry. I wonder if her and Sue Lawley have got a boyfriend in common or something like that.
It's a good thing to wallow in the emotions, to visit those emotions. I mean, what else is there if we don't feel? Good music, a good song, good words, I think brings you in touch with things that you were feeling. It connects you with yourself and with everyone else who is experiencing those things.
There's a kind of universality about it.
Especially in country music, you deal with very simple stories and very simple, direct approach to the emotions.
I suppose that's how it began, really, isn't it? People sitting on the back porch in the singing to each other about the trials
and the folk songs from the... I think country probably comes from the traditions of the English, Irish, Scottish folk songs where people came and settled in the United States and in the hills, you know, and a lot of that music came from being kind of isolated. And then it met up with the black culture, the blues. All those different combinations came to make a pretty unique form of music. It is a kind of form of prayer in a way. It is a celebration. Even if you are singing about dark things, at least you have the ability to sing. And myself, because I am a singer, but I am a music fan, music nourishes me and gives me strength as a listener also.
But if, by definition, if it's about suffering in life, then the older you get, the better you get at singing about it, because the more you've suffered, I presume.
Well, if your voice holds up, you have more to sing about. But, you know, the whole premise of this show is, you know, what eight albums, not what eight books or eight movies or eight paintings. So obviously music is right up there with food and water, I think, for people. I think it touches them in a place that is very primal.
Tell me about your second record.
I chose the Staple Singers, and when they sing together, it is a sound, one of the most righteous, beautiful sounds that has ever been created. And yet there's an incredible simplicity to their records. So this is a very popular gospel song, but their arrangement I think is pretty extraordinary. It's called Uncloudy Day.
Oh, they tell me, oh, of a home where no storm clouds abide. Oh, they tell me, oh, of a home far away, so far away. Oh, they tell me, oh, of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, what they tell me, woven on cloudy day.
Well, 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 oh,
yes, oh yes, they tell me.
No, they tell me now.
Oh yes, they tell me.
I got a home,
oh yes,
got a home.
They tell me.
Beyond the sky.
Oh, yes.
Well, well, oh,
yes. Oh, yes, they tell me.
Oh, they tell me.
Oh, yes, they tell me.
Oh,
yes. Oh, yes.
Far, far away.
Yes. Oh, yes, they tell me.
Tell me
now.
Well, where no storm, where no storm,
cloud
rise.
Well,
in a
world,
oh,
they tell me.
Amazing. Staple Singers and Uncloudy Day. Maybe it wasn't anger. Maybe I'm mistaking artistic intensity for being a bit grumpy there. But Emmylou Harris sounded a bit, you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Answers on a postcard. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk.
For me, this is the greatest song because it really does invoke the most incredible sonic atmosphere.
The vocal delivery is just impeccable, even though he doesn't have a traditionally beautiful voice.
It set the template of dance music for the decade after it.
This record is uplifting and celebratory and really catchy.
It's dark, it's mysterious, it's kind of enigmatic.
For me, it's the greatest song because with it, she dragged that old school soul sound back into the mainstream.
The melodies on it are absolutely gorgeous.
It's just so unbelievably cool.
But what is Six Music's greatest song? We've compiled a shortlist of 100 singles that have been released and appeared on the Six Music playlist since we started broadcasting back in March 2002.
And now we need your help to pick our greatest hit.
Go to the Six Music website now and vote for your favourite.
BBC Radio Six Music's greatest hits.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Okay, this next tune is absolutely awesome. Thank you so much to Will Irvin from County Down, who put me onto this tune from Katie Kim. It's called Your Mountains, and I'll tell you a little bit about her after the song, because you will want to know.
Thank you.
Wonderful, isn't it? Katie Kim. Katie Kim's from County Down, I think. And she, yeah, it's not a real name. She was in a band called Day Kim. And everyone started calling her Katie Kim. I do that, actually. Andy Hargreaves from I Am Clute is forever Andy Clute. And people whose bands either split up or they're in different bands, like 10, 15 years ago, are still in my phone. Like my friend Gavin, who's in a brilliant band called Caesar Lounge, he's these days, well, he's just finished his PhD, actually. He's just become a doctor, and he's not been in Caesar Lounge for years. But he's still in my phone as Gav Caesar. Anyway, Katie Kim, she's wonderful. Go and find her music. I think great things to come for her. Amazing. What's next? I've lost my way. So lost in the music. I was... Oh, yeah. Time for the first of our two tunes by Joanna Newsom, who's my featured artist for this week. She's a really amazing lady. On top of being incredibly talented, she's very, very, very beautiful. She grew up in Nevada City in California, and as a child... she wasn't allowed to watch telly or listen to the radio because she had children that she had parents rather that she described as kind of idealists when it came to hoping they could protect us from bad influences like violent movies or stupid stuff. She, her mother was a classically trained pianist who played hammered dulcimer, auto harp, and conga drums. And Newsom attended a Waldorf school where she studied theatre and learned to memorise and recite long poems, which certainly helps her to remember lyrics to later work, which really, they really are too long to play on the radio, a lot of her songs. very complex, very beautiful. First tune I'm going to play from you is from her debut album, The Milk-Eyed Mender, which earned her massive acclaim. It's called This Side of the Blue, and there's a low hum on this tune. I assure you, if that's in any way messing with your radio... it's coming off the electric piano she's playing. It's nothing to do with our broadcast standards. See me there with the disclaimer? Joanna Newsom with This Side of the Blue.
Svetlana sucks lemons across from me, and I am progressing Slack jaw to marvel at
Joanna Newsom from the Milk Eyed Mender, and that was This Side of the Blue. Here's a lovely tale from Tom Waits. He slips into these characters regularly on different records. This character, this sort of campfire story character that he conjures, is one of my favourite. This is Gun Street Girl. Have a listen to it, it's a really good yarn.
1, 2, 3. Falling James in the Tahoma. Stick around and tell us on the table. When I fell in love with a Gun Street Girl, and I was dancing in the Birmingham jail. Dancing in the Birmingham jail. I took $100 off a slaughterhouse Joe. Bought a brand new Michigan 20 gauge. You got all liquored up on that roadhouse corn. Blew the hole in the hood of a yellow Corvette. A hole in the hood of a yellow Corvette. He bought a second hand over from a Cuban Chinese and dyed his hair in the bathroom of a Texaco. Left Walt Keegan at the slamming of the door. Left Walt Keegan at the slamming of the door. Said John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never come home. I said John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never coming home. He's sitting in a sycamore in St. John's Wood, soaking day old bread and kerosene. Dogs get tired, out of circulation till the dogs get tired. Shadow fix a toilet with an old trombone. He never get up in the morning on a Saturday. Sitting by the eerie with a bullwhip dog. Telling everyone it's all it went that away. Satchel band of kingfish rose, snuggled in a brand new pair of alligator shoes, with a fireman's wrinkled and a long yellow hair. Well, they tied her to a tree with a skinny millionaire. Tied her to a tree with a skinny millionaire. I said, John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never coming home. I said, table with an old tin cup. I sing, I never kiss a Gun Street Girl again. Never kiss a Gun Street Girl again.
never kiss a Gun Street girl again. I said, John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never coming home. I said, John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never coming home.
Tom Waits from Rain Dogs, which is a great place to start if you're getting into Tom Waits, and that's Gun Street Girl. This next band, Husky, just one of the many wicked bands coming out of Australia recently. The song's called Tidal Wave. Beautiful, beautiful melodies. The middle eight gets a bit lost, if I'm totally honest, but in fact, how ungentlemanly of me. This is a great song. Please enjoy.
They said it would come any day, like the monster of perpetual devotion. I was surfing it clear. I was crashing through the city streets where we once went looking for love. I changed my name if I had one to change. I changed the world. Driving in the open lanes when I came upon the white horse grazing. There was nothing wrong with him and me, and the lights up in the night sky blazing. I was riding in fear. We were riding through the same old streets where I once went for love. Perpetual devotion. I was surfing it clear. Crashing through the city streets where I once went looking for love.
Husky and Tidal Wave. It's no secret that my favourite band in the world are Talk Talk, and my favourite record by them is either Laughingstock or Spirit of Eden, depending on what day you catch me. New Grass is certainly my favourite tune on Laughingstock, and coming in at just under 10 minutes, it should probably take you somewhere other than you are at the time of beginning to listen to it. Do you know what I mean by that? If you've never heard this song before, give it your full concentration and it will definitely leave you somewhere other than it found you. Talk Talk from the album Laughingstock. This is New Grass, and between you and I want this playing at my funeral. timeless, fresh, unbelievable. That was Talk Talk and Laughing Stock. Sorry, New Grass from Laughing Stock. It's left me somewhere other than it found me, hasn't it? Ooh, its ability to evoke memories as well is incredible. I think you should fall in love with it if you're not already.
Hello, I'm Mark Riley.
Riley, it's Richard Hawley. Call me back for peace sake.
Now, some people say I spend too much time listening to music for me programme.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here. Are you there?
Well, I don't think that's true. You can never listen to too much music.
Mark, Jim Jones, Jim Jones Review. What's going on with you, mate? Where are you? Come, mate, give me a call.
I could be accused of being somewhat antisocial.
Jenny Best from Savages here. Are you there?
Well, that's what you gotta do if you want to find the next Django Django.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here again. I'll try again next week.
I don't know. Why don't you just go for a drink with Lou Reed?
This is Mark Riley.
You can enjoy the fruits of my labour Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
My chosen artist of the week, my featured artist of the week, I've completely lost the power of speech, is Joanna Newsom. We heard earlier on This Side of the Blue from the Milk Eyed Mender, and this is from her album Have One On Me. It's called On A Good Day. It's very short, at just under 2 minutes, which is unusual for Joanna Newsom. It's incredible, this song. Lyrically, it's just astounding. She's, I think, one of the best lyricists working today, and this is proof of it. If this isn't direct from the heart, no passing girl collecting £100, then I'm Pope Gregory the 13th.
Hey, 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 the end is near. On a good day, you can see the end from here. But I won't turn back now, though the way is clear. I will stay for I saw life and I called it mine. I saw it drawn so sweet and fine. And I had begun to fill in all the lines, right down to what we name her. Our nature does not change by will. In the
I mentioned earlier on that I wanted New Grass played at my funeral. In no way being maudlin. It's just, it's the one place where people that I'm close to have to sit and listen to my opinions for the very last time. Because nobody that I live with and nobody that I'm in a band with ever listens to this programme, you know. Because they listen to me crap on all day. Anyway, I was thinking about that and how I must arrange some jokes or some description while I have everyone's undivided for the last time. I'm not planning on dying anytime soon either, but it made me think of this tune by Rufus Wainwright. It seems that in this song, he's wandering around a graveyard with a friend after a big night out. That's how I read it anyway. It's called In a Graveyard. It's absolutely exquisite. And I heard from Rufus the other day. He's doing well.
Wandering properties of death, arresting moons within her eyes and smiles we direct.
To the end again. Don Letts is up next, so if you're still awake and up for fun, Culture Clash Radio is the place for you. He's an amazing man with some great stories and awesome taste in music. Thank you very much to Peter and Michelle for helping me put the show together. Thanks, of course, to the Beckopedia. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week!
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Yes, my people, I'm Don Letts, and for the next 2 hours, it's all about last year as I continue with the rest of my picks for 212. So, I'll be crossing space and genres, but not time, with the likes of Leanne LaHarvis, Hot Natured and Ali Love, Vibronics, James Liddell, Tanlines, Bjork and Gentleman's Dub Club. All in the first hour. In the second, more chill cuts from the past 12 months. But before we get to that, hold this from Kid Koala's 12-bit blues album on Ninja Tune. This is 2-bit blues.
Mm-hmm. All too familiar when it feels wrong.